This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant chief executive officer and leader. We're joined today by Jim Jacobs, the president and the CEO of MediQuant. He's going to talk today about data management, about artificial intelligence, and more. Jim's the kind of leader who's been in the space of sort of decision-making, clinical decision-making and support before it was something that was talked about every single day. He's got himself a master's in decision support. He's been the leader of a few companies. He's been now with MediQuant, leading MediQuant for, I think, 6-7 years now, and just a terrific person to visit with. Jim, thank you for being here. Can you take a moment to tell us a little bit about yourself and about MediQuant?
Sure, I'd be happy to, and thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you and your audience. I've been in healthcare for a long time, currently president and CEO at MediQuant. I'm very fortunate to be a part of an amazing team that's been pioneering active data archiving and data management since 1999. Very much look forward to the discussion, and we're absolutely in an interesting time right now. Things are actually getting more interesting the further we go. So I look forward to having this discussion.
Jim, thank you so much. We all know that healthcare leaders are facing an overwhelming spike in technology offerings, so many different offerings out there. It, sort of amid this rapid innovation, amid so many offerings being sort of forwarded or put in front of leaders, what's it important for leaders to keep in mind and why? Why is it important?
Yeah, there's a couple of real important things to keep in mind, which is, are the new systems that you're looking at replacing old systems, or are there overlaps? Do other systems need to be rationalized? And are there systems that can actually be archived to help free up dollars with the margin pressures that are so extreme? It's often the case that we can actually help free up the dollars. And so really, those two aspects, plus looking at security. Are there systems that you have that are older, that don't have good security? As you're facing new choices, making sure you're filling in the gaps and creating a complete plan is one of the recommendations we make.
Thank you. When you look at sort of digital transformation to population health initiatives, health organizations are relying on data to make sustainable improvements. As it comes to data management and legacy data, everybody's dealing with so much legacy data. What key challenges are organizations facing, and what steps can they take to navigate those challenges of how to deal with legacy data? This comes up seemingly every day. How can organizations deal with them? What steps can they take to navigate that?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's an involved set of discussions. But at its most basic level, it's assessing the data you have, making sure that you've got a good data governance program in place, that the right stakeholders are at the table having discussions about the usefulness of data. We're a big believer in leaving this data in discrete form, get it out of the systems, the older systems, and put it all together so that it can be accessible from new capabilities and new technologies. And we'd also recommend people take a step back and take a broader view. There are immediate short-term cost discussions that people have, but we found that if you really take a step back and look at total cost, of what the data means, what the value of the data is, what are the risks that you're really facing, it's a much better discussion to think about overall cost of the organization instead of just point expenses that you have on any given day.
100%. We hear that so often as systems try and hit this right balance between point solutions and larger, broader solutions. Talk about a data from a perspective of artificial intelligence. Everybody sees artificial intelligence becoming increasingly integrated into healthcare in a lot of different ways. How do you make sure that your data infrastructure ultimately works in tandem with AI tools and continuous advancements here? How do you make that work? And maybe what do you see the next 5-10 years in data management, you know, that you do this consistent with the way that allow AI to work with you well? Any thoughts there for systems?
Yeah, we think the data is foundational. Getting the data organized, having it in a way that it's easily accessed because it needs to be in discrete format and organized around patients or around whatever the entities are that you're going to maybe use the data. We've even recently seen people using long-term patient accounting data for payer scorecards and denial management. So making sure there's good hygiene around the data is such a key that we see that drives good AI projects. We also recommend people stay away from sort of what we call the easy button of just dumping data into a PDF. It makes it much more difficult to do things with the data, and keeping it in an available form is critical. As far as what the next 5 to 10 years, that just makes me smile broadly. I don't actually know. I think that some of the biggest opportunities around disease management, answering questions like, what are the early indicators of Alzheimer's? When do we understand when patients are actually starting to have issues years before the significant events start to onset? So we believe that the technologies that are coming about are phenomenal. They're amazing. The sky's the limit in terms of the problems they can help solve. And from a data management, the hospitals just need to get ready. They need to get prepared. They need to make sure they have a good program for valuing the data, making sure that data is going to be available, and spend the money now to make sure you're prepared for the future.
And let me ask you another question. I'm going to drive into two different questions. I'll ask you to wrap up. What else should listeners be thinking about, leaders be thinking about? Before we get there, Jim, I'd love to ask you, what are you most excited about this year? What are you most focused on and excited about this year?
That there are new use cases for data that are already coming to light, and they are sort of proving out the fact that we're at the tip of the iceberg. We're at the very beginning of what I would call an AI adoption curve, if you will. I mentioned the patient accounting one. That's brand new in the past, say, 12 months. So I'm excited about the fact that the marriage of AI, generative AI, and data, more and more hospitals are valuing the data. They view the data more and more as an asset. And the more that happens, we think the richer the data sets will be, the richer the analysis will be, the richer the insights will be, and AI has become a catalyst to really drive that forward. I think Salesforce has a phenomenal commercial out right now, and they say if AI is the new Wild West, doesn't that make data the new gold? We've believed that for a very long time and think what's happening now is proving that out.
But it's interesting what you say, because if you just dump it into a PDF, it makes it very, very hard for the AI different sort of algorithms that are coming, the different ways of driving that, to use that data. So I think that point is so well taken. Anything else our listeners should be thinking about, Jim?
I think that when you think about data, one of the main drivers has always been around compliance, and that's a very good driver. If hospitals more and more adopt the point of view that data is an asset, that it's valuable, then I think people are going to want to keep it around longer, because to your question about what's going to happen in 5 years, no one really knows. So if you've gotten rid of a lot of data, if you've deleted a lot of data under the guise of a compliance regulation, we believe there's huge opportunities that are being missed, and that an eye to the future is critical, because it's a very exciting future that's in front of us.
Jim, I want to thank you for joining us. You're one of the most principled and centered leaders I get to visit with. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time and the working with MediQuant. For those that are listening in, MediQuant will also be at the Becker's Healthcare Annual Meeting, which is April 8th to 11th in Chicago. They have a booth, 427. We'd love to have you come by and say hello to MediQuant. But Jim, what a pleasure to visit with you, and what an amazing career. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and have a wonderful day.